You're listening to Journal with Jenny. This podcast will give you ideas to apply writing and journaling strategies that will help you focus on what matters most to you while exploring some of life's big questions. This is your host, Jennifer Traister, a mom, wife, teacher, learner, and expert in using journaling and writing that will empower you to write your best life story and live it. On today's episode, we're going to look at both our supportive and our challenging relationships, whether it's with a colleague or if it's personal, and how you can shape your journey toward your dreams through relationships. So the first kind of theme I'm looking at is support. So let's just start by thinking about how relationships reflect our deepest aspirations. In your journal, write down the names of people who inspire and the people who challenge you. These individuals, whether they know it or not, push us to dream bigger and reach higher. How have these people influenced your life goals? Reflect on this and jot down your thoughts. Remember, every person in your life can be a catalyst for growth, even those who challenge us. I know I can think back on countless people who have inspired me, whether I've met them personally or people like Maya Angelou, who I've heard speak in person, but never actually met personally, but she inspired me big time. And professors, even friends, or just seeing people go through different life experiences. But there's also been those people who've challenged me, who have made me question myself, who just were not very nice maybe to work with, or just not nice to me for whatever reason. But they all taught me something, and it taught me when I'm dreaming about like my dream life or what I want to do next or whatnot, all of those people fuel my fire. So I know maybe we want to forget some of those people who challenged us, but they actually they give us more depth as people. And maybe not challenge you in a negative way, but maybe they challenged you as a learner. I know I was a teacher for 22 years, and I got some pushback sometimes when I would try and push people a little bit to take their learning into their own hands, maybe a little bit more so, or question them or had them give evidence for what they were thinking about. So those kinds of people challenge us too. I had a teacher in college, and I had always just thought, oh, I'm a pretty good writer. And she gave me a D on my paper, and I thought, oh, holy moly, what am I going to do? So I went and talked to her, and she helped me. And I look back now, and I think, man, I complained about that lady a lot. I still remember her name. And I still remember the class and the paper I was writing about. And I think she helped me become a better writer. And honestly, a better teacher too. So consider those people. Who inspired you and who challenged you? And how did that make you dream bigger or reach higher? Or just become a better person? So take some time to do that. You can pause the podcast to do that. So now write down the names of people who believe in you or did believe in you while they were alive or in your life. Those individuals who are your cheerleaders, the ones who are interested in hearing about what you're up to in regards to chasing your dreams. In my experience, this is a rather short list, but the people on this list are just flipping amazing. They are, I think of the people on my list for this who really believe in me, and also those people who just make me want to go out and do big things. I have a friend who's always like, so what's next? What are you doing? And I had a professor at UConn, and he believed in me. And I think that's not that other teachers didn't believe in me, but he really vocalized his belief in me. And I ended up speaking all over the country and did things out of my comfort zone that I don't think I ever would have done had I not had somebody who truly believed in me and inspired me and encouraged me to do some different things. Like speaking, I did not want to speak in front of people, but there I was, 25, 26, 27, out going and doing conferences. So yeah, those people who believe in you are amazing. Okay, so next, think about seeking out connections that align with your dreams. What qualities do you look for in these relationships? Write about this in your journal. It's about surrounding ourselves with people who uplift and encourage us to pursue our aspirations. I've even met some really cool people through Instagram, to be honest, just who are doing cool things, who inspire me, who just have beautiful messages, and I've become Insta friends with them, I guess you could say, and Zoom with some of them now. And we ask each other how we're doing professionally, but also personally. And I think you can make these connections with people who uplift you, and they can be anywhere. So I try to surround myself with uplifting people who are doing really cool things that inspire me and fuel my dreaming fire, I guess. Okay, if that's even a thing. All right, so the next section. So this is about balancing when you need support and also times when you need your independence. So balancing support and independence in relationships is crucial for personal growth. In your journal, explore how you ask for help while maintaining your independence. Think about the times you've given space in your relationships and how it has fostered mutual growth. Then write about instances where supporting each other's dreams brought you closer. So this really reminds me of my husband and I. We have very different dreams for things that we want to accomplish and do, and career-wise, I suppose. And we are very separate in that, or independent, but we also support one another, and we're interested and ask each other questions and help each other out in ways that we can. And so that reminded me of him and I, because they're very different goals career-wise. And, you know, he farms. I'm not out there working the farm with him. He might like that if I did, but that is just not for me. And he is great at information, like giving information or looking over things and giving an opinion. But maybe not going a lot deeper than that. So we're very different, but we also give each other support in our own way. So also reflect on when you've had to lead in relationship and when stepping back has been even more empowering, whether it's at work or personally. And how do these dynamics empower you and the other person to pursue individual aspirations? So take a few moments and write about that. This last section is about boundaries. You know, I like to talk about boundaries. So let's just think about setting those boundaries. And in your journal, write about how you communicate your needs and limits. And think about respecting your own time and space for personal growth. And how do you handle people who consistently undermine your dreams? Now, whether they know it or not, you know, you might have people in your life who just, you know, you might have been the person who's always doing all the things. I know I have that issue, and I've been trying to set some boundaries so that I can do my writing and have time to think and create. And I've had to set some boundaries around my time and my availability. And so people might be undermining your dreams, but they don't even know it. So you need to communicate that. It's essential to practice saying no to things that don't align with your goals. And sometimes that's hard to do. I've had to say no. Since I am not teaching at the high school anymore, middle school, high school, and this is my third year, I've been asked to do a lot of things and I've had to say no to people. And I think they look at me like, well, what are you even doing? So it's a little uncomfortable sometimes, but if it's not aligning with your goals, it's okay to say no. So reflect on this and write down your thoughts. Also, remember, healthy boundaries lead to more meaningful and supportive connections. It's not just about protecting ourselves, but it's also about creating an environment where our dreams can flourish. So as we come to an end of today's episode, or the end of today's episode, I have one more journaling prompt for you. Think about a specific relationship that has significantly influenced your dreams. Write a letter in your journal to this person expressing how they've impacted your path. What have you learned from them? How have you grown? So this is a really, really powerful exercise in gratitude and reflection. And I had the opportunity to do this because a different professor, one who just retired from University of Nebraska at Lincoln, he created so many cool opportunities for me, or I shouldn't say he created them. He opened them up to me. He put my name in for things, or he suggested me for different opportunities that I'm like, I look back and I think, wow, this guy really impacted my life in such a positive way. And I've gotten to do so many cool things because of him. I was able to be part of a cadre where we looked at place-based education and writing. And then I was able to travel to France for a writing workshop. I did a writing exchange with my eighth grade students and his pre-service English teachers. And I'm on the board for a state board through the university. And I could just go on and on, but this man opened so many things up for me that I thought, wow, if I hadn't had these opportunities, I would probably not be writing as much as I am now. I wouldn't be doing this podcast. I don't think I would have had the confidence to do some of the things had I not had the opportunities to grow because of the opportunities he suggested I either go for or put my name in for. So is there anybody like that for you? And it doesn't have to be huge things like that. Just anybody who's just really influenced your dreams and what you want out of your life. So I just want to say thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal with Jenny. And I do hope that this session has inspired you to look at your relationships through a new lens and recognizing their role in shaping your dreams. So I've talked about relationships before, but this is very focused on looking at the relationships and how they help you develop your dreams. So If you've enjoyed our time together, please subscribe to the podcast, leave a 5-star review, and tell your friends about me and this podcast. I would really, really be grateful, and your support means the world. I am very genuine when I say that. Until next time, keep journaling, keep dreaming, and remember, every day is a new page in your story.